From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Hurricane season is off to a gloomy start. Sunday marked the first official day of the Atlantic hurricane season, and Citizens Property Insurance CEO Barry Gilway says the state-backed insurer is in the best shape it's ever been.
We have never been this strong financially. And some of the underlying reasons, we've reduced the size of Citizens, exposures dropped from $510 billion to less than $300 billion. What that's allowed us to do is just build surplus.
Some consumer advocates have criticized how the insurer reduced its exposure. They say that former Citizens policyholders were transferred to smaller insurance companies that can't handle a major hurricane. Gilway says Citizens now has about $19.4 billion available, which is enough to cover a 1 in 100-year storm. State law limits Citizens from raising rates above 10% a year. If you're a baby boomer and you grew up in Broward County, chances are a banana split or a hot fudge sundae at Jackson's was a part of your childhood. Monroe Udell, the owner of the iconic Dania Beach ice cream parlor and restaurant, died yesterday at the age of 86. Udell opened Jackson's in the 1950s, and his secret recipe for ice cream, made fresh every day, has been featured on just about every food show in the country. Jackson's general manager, Jerry Smith, says he'll remember Udell as someone who made a huge impact on South Florida.
We're honoring him by staying in business and continuing the monument that he has built. He left such an enormous footprint in Broward County.
A memorial service for Monroe Udell is scheduled for tomorrow. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Paul Leary.